Blog Talk Radio.
Captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where on Saturdays we forget about all the evil in the world and we talk about things that really matter to Americans, and that is sports. So, Sep, the only way to do it, if she has, well, hold on, let me bring Seth on board. Seth, my good friend, welcome aboard. Happy Saturday. I want to get the girl the link, but
how's everyone doing?
Doing great. Does she got a computer?
Just no Facebook.
Well, does she want to listen?
Yes.
Oh, she can just call in if she wanted.
Mm-hmm. No, she'll be better on the chat room.
Okay, well, how can I get her the link?
Well, that's what I'm just trying to think. We don't have to do it through Facebook, but if there's an old way or whatever, I don't know. Skeet, I am the least technologically person that Like, seriously, if I can't plug it in and it doesn't work, I call people immediately. I don't read manuals.
Well, have her just go on. Just have her go on blogtalkradio.com, and she'll be able to find the show right there on what's live under sports.
Well, what is the name of our show?
Saturday Night Sports.
So, yeah, I'll tell her that if she wants to listen. But, yeah, she likes sports, and she...
Well, let me try it over here. Let me try typing in Blog Talk Radio. Okay, now I want to look at who's live and who ain't. Currently happening on Blog Talk Radio, live and upcoming. Categories, sports.
Yeah, it's not as easy as you think, Skeet.
You go up to categories, type in sports, and... Well, I don't know what they've got the show title, actually. I thought it was Saturday Night Sports, but...
No, it's like, yeah, the captain maybe or something.
Well, how come we're live? We got a chat room.
We have great audiences. Like, these people actually...
No wonder. I got to change my network on here.
Yes.
God, this is from my political show.
Right.
Oh, no wonder. No one can find me. The Freedom, tell her it's the Freedom for All Network. I didn't know that had. Let me explain. I did not know that I still had it from my political show. So have her just go and you'll see the live show. It says the Freedom for All Network. I'm going to change that, by the way.
No, what I was going to say, Ski, is, and I was going to let you finish, just please put it in something, text on our chat, so I can just send her that, and then she can go to that. But I'm just letting you know, this is why we don't have more audience members. It's some of this weird stuff.
I gotta fix it right
like
away.
Once we
no
get
wonder.
Back now, yeah, dude. Seriously, everyone that's listening. We do have a great sports show. It's amazing. But
I did not know
connection.
Seth, that's the only way because, typing it in, it's really long to sit there and text the whole link. So if she goes on Blog Talk Radio, go to live shows under categories, sports, and then on the small on the right, and it will have all of the chat rooms.
What you just said sounds logical. You're also talking about, and I'm sorry, I don't mean no offense to nobody, but sometimes women that have interest in sport, it's not that critical, and that's a lot of work for them. She won't be able to do it. I won't. Yeah, you got to give me the something that she can click on, and it'll work. That's all.
Well, okay, I sent it to you already. I sent it to you already, and you can copy that and send it right to her.
Oh, yeah, that's good then.
Yeah, I did that right away.
Oh, nice. All right, cool. I haven't got or seen it yet, so...
I looked at the thing. It's up there. It's a message.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I'm glad we got that all squared away. But yes, I just said that. But anyway, welcome aboard the program. There is a lot of football to be talking about. There is a lot of questions on Belichick and Vrabel. They haven't got a team yet. There's only two left. Washington has said they're not interested in Belichick. They don't seem to be all that interested. Nobody seems interested in Vrabel. Seattle, I mean, I know you're interested in Dan Quinn. Well, you know, so is everybody. But no one's taking Dan Quinn either. So, you know, there's only two more teams left. See what I'm saying, Seth? There's only two more teams left, and you've got two good coaches right there that may be unemployed.
Yeah. No, what's really boggled my mind is where Dallas is at right now, right? And you're thinking, okay, there is a guy that's gotten your team to 12 wins 3 years in a row. For Dallas, that's probably an expectation. Jerry Jones is a very different owner. He really does care about wins and losses. And you've gutted it out in the playoffs the last 3 years. To me, this team right here screams Bill Belichick. Like, this is a guy that can take you to that next level, and they don't even want to do it. Atlanta, as far as I know, was one of the few teams, and they don't really want anything to do with them.
I still think the Jets ought to do it. The Jets, look, that and now you got Rodgers over there, and if the Jets don't perform, why? I mean, does Rodgers go another year? No, if they're not going to do anything. And how is that team, are they going to be intact? Because they brought a lot of, you know, guys over, but I think for only 1 year. So are they going to be completely dismantled? Because they went for broke this year, thinking that Rodgers wasn't going to get hurt on the fourth play of the game.
No, it literally reminded me of the day in fantasy football where my one friend, Billy, he is kind of crazy and erratic, and he always took weird stuff that just didn't make sense, but it was okay. And then the first year he got actually the first pick in the first round in our fantasy draft, he took Tom Brady after Tom Brady threw 50-plus touchdowns in one season, which, seriously, made sense. Which was not part of Billy's strategy normally. And he got hurt, I think, on the fourth play. And he was out for the season.
Wow.
Just happened.
Well,
no, I didn't get any type of a link or a hookup or anything. I looked for it, Ski. I didn't see it.
No, listen, it's on Facebook. It's on your messages. You get messages.
Oh, Facebook. Okay, I didn't look at that part. All right, I will.
Yeah, and then you just send that to her however you want to do it. You can copy the link. You right-click the mouse. It'll say copy the link, and then you... Well, I don't know what's going to happen next year. There's a lot of new teams. new head coaches, new general managers, and we got a draft coming up. So this is going to be very, very interesting of how these teams put themselves together. I still find it kind of odd that Vrabel, first of all, I didn't like that firing. I don't know. I mean, look, you're dealing with a brand new quarterback that nobody wanted in the draft.
No, I mean, literally, you're called Mr. Irrelevant. You are the last pick in the NFL draft. They have a name for it.
I know, but nobody wanted him in the first round, which was weird. But anyway, Tennessee, you got him. You got an aging running back. You've got, it is coaching, but, I mean, is it really the head coach? You know, sometimes you got to stick with your team thick or thin and go with it. But,
I am half New York Jew, but I am also half redneck hillbilly, and in redneck hillbilly stuff, we would say you gotta stick with the fat girl that you went there on prom with. You know, like, that's just the way it is. You stick with that gal.
Oh God, that's funny. I hope it's you. Oh, that's funny. All right, we do got Viper on board. Viper, my good friend, welcome aboard and happy Saturday. We are now talking about Belichick and Vrabel, and there's only two teams left, and neither one real seem very interested. What, you know, what's your take on? Because we got all these new coaches. I mean, everybody's got a new coach or GMs. They fired GMs everywhere. There's all kinds of new GMs. And we got a draft coming up. So,
right. Well, hey, good to be here. Thanks for letting me in. By the way, before I get started on that, Seth, if you are 50-50 New York Jew and redneck, where does the Choctaw Nation fit in? Because that's 100%.
Oh, it is really good question. And then when you say this to the U.S. government for student loans, they say, you're still paying. And then you're like, that's nice.
A redneck Choctaw Jew. I love it. I mean, that's beautiful. A redneck Choctaw Jew. I mean, that is straight out of a Mel Blanc movie, man. I'm telling you.
That's hilarious. No, I'll tell you what.
When I grew up with Viper, and I won't say his legal name on the air, but what I didn't realize, I was so blind to certain stuff. But if you really know his legal name, he's a stick.
That's funny. So anyway, on to the coaching carousel.
No, I'm not. I'm more Gentile-y than you, right?
You are.
No, I am. I am. I know this.
Anyway, I'm not sure where I came in here. Were you guys talking about Belichick or just in general?
Well, we were talking about, you know, both Belichick and Vrabel not getting a head coach job, and we were just, you know, leading into that. But I still like myself. I still like the Jets. I don't like that Sahi, whatever the hell his name is. I don't like him as a head coach.
Salah.
Salah. Salih. I don't like the dude. I don't know. He just gives me the eebie-jeebies, the willies or something.
I
don't know.
I think he's an amazing coach. No, he just got screwed. Aaron Rodgers got roached in the fourth play of the game.
Right.
He
right.
went up there with the American flag, waving it. That was his greatest moment of that season.
Well, Viper, I mean, weren't a lot of the players that came over to the Jets, weren't they like one-year deals? Now, are they going to be having to start over? And do they have the money?
For where is this?
Jets.
I don't think the Jets are part of any discussion. They lost Aaron Rodgers. They put their chips on him, and I don't blame them. I think it was a good move. The guy got injured, you know, and that happens. That organization's fine. I mean, there's no reason to get rid of Salah. He hasn't done – I mean, they were actually competitive, starting multiple guys for the last 2 years, a quarterback. They've been competitive with no stability in the offense. The guy's doing the best he can with the talent he's got. Zach Wilson's clearly not ready. But, you know, they got the best defense in the league, one of the best. They've got an elite defense. And, you know, they're competitive. And they weren't that before. They weren't that their predecessor. I mean, how many times did I pick against the Jets 3 years ago and rack up all those wins? I mean, you know, I can't pick against the Jets now. I mean, I picked them to beat Philadelphia, and they did. So, no, I don't think the Jets are part of the discussion at all. They're going to stick with Salah, and they should.
No,
but
what I'm saying is, do they have these guys, are they going to be intact? I mean, a lot of these guys came over for 1 year. Are they going to stay over, or are they going to have to start over again? But I wasn't meaning – I was talking about the free agents that they brought over.
Now, I mean, I think you got to wait and see how it unfolds first. But I think for me, the coaching carousel right now, it's personally shocking, the decision-making that's going into why people are passing on Belichick. And I'll tell you why I think it's happening. It has nothing really to do that Belichick has a bad reputation. You know, I just think of, you know, there was a big push when Dallas lost again to dump McCarthy and go with Belichick. Here's the deal. I mean, how many owners or GMs are really comfortable dealing with who is potentially just a handful of seasons away from being the winningest coach in history? I mean, that's the problem. And I don't think Belichick's difficult to work with. I think Belichick just brings a reputation that how do you work with someone that has that kind of experience? There's only a limited amount of people that can do it. I mean, I never thought Jerry Jones could work with Bill Belichick because Jones is too controlling.
Yeah, let me tell you about a story that's very similar to what you're saying. And Tom Brady, his first year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tampax, he basically was like, they started off like 0-4 or something. It was bad. And people were like, oh, hey, Tom Brady sucks. He's horrible, this, that. No, he brought in a totally different idea and culture with that team. And he said, this is what you need to do to win a Super Bowl, not a playoff game, a Super Bowl. And he started there and boom, they just popped off and they ended up winning a Super Bowl, and they made it as a wild card team, and their first game as the wild card round was against Washington.
Well, I don't know what happened with Washington. They were at, week 8, week 9? They were already telling the head coach, you're done, and the owner, oh, I want Belichick, blah, 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 I'm ready to spend money. And now they're saying, no, they're not even interested. And, I mean, that seems kind of weird. But as far as I'm concerned, the Chargers, you deserve Harbaugh. I mean, I don't know what more they're going to really do. I mean, I think they're going to improve probably maybe a game or two. But who knows? I don't know. I don't know. But, well, you know, Brother X was saying kind of the same thing that you were saying, Viper, that, you know, it's fine to, you know, you got two alpha males. And a lot of times that, you know, doesn't work. And Brother X was saying that, you know, they want to go young, because the younger players, because they're feeling so entitled that they can't listen. They don't understand, like a Belichick, or that's probably what happened with Gruden, that they just didn't understand his message. And I don't like it. I don't like that thought process, but I think there might be a little something to that as far as the owners are going. But still, why would you not want to have this guy coming over? You need 26 wins. So you get 9 wins with 3 seasons. Don't you think you wouldn't want that to be happening in your city? This guy got the record for the most wins in your city. And he's going to give you 27 wins in 3 seasons? What, as an owner, Viper, would you sign up for that if you had that? Somebody came to you and said, here you go. Yeah, right?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's what – it makes no sense to me why anyone's passing on Belichick. He should be the top of everyone's list,
right?
Without question.
Tell McCarthy, put in Belichick and see what happens with Dallas in the next 2 years. Let's just see.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal.
But
I mean, do you really think a Belichick coach team is not going to be ready for a playoff game at home? They're absolutely going to be ready.
That Dallas team was 16-0 at home. And they lost, or they won still, due to a crap call against Detroit. That's not a home field advantage. Please tell me it's not.
I don't know. But I still don't like the Vrabel firing. I think that was, like, very premature.
That was shocking.
You got a young quarterback. Okay, you've got an aging running back. You didn't really have much of a defense. That wasn't his fault. He didn't pick the damn team. So he was doing the best he could, and they did start winning, and they did start playing with the quarterback. So you know that you've got a foundation at least. Now, you know Henry's going to have to go somewhere else and fade away. But you've got at least a foundation. And then you get rid of the head coach. Oh, yeah, that's a morale booster.
Right. Well, I don't even think this season was necessarily Vrabel's fault. I mean,
no.
They've been getting by Derrick Henry for a while. And, you know, a running back takes more beating than anyone on the field. And I'm not saying Tannehill is, you know, lights out and an elite quarterback, but – when he goes down, they have to go to people that aren't as good as him. And I'm not saying they couldn't have been better, but clearly they weren't. You know, I don't know if Mike Vrabel wanted to pick Malik Willis. That was a wasted pick. Will Levis clearly could be the future of the franchise, but he wasn't ready. And so Vrabel had to, again, you know, like Salah, you have to play with the cards you're dealt, and sometimes those cards aren't all that great. And I don't think Vrabel should have been fired. I think that's a mistake. I think he's a good coach. I think he's going to land somewhere else. But I think for me, the shocking thing is who is getting hired and where. I think Harbaugh is going to bring some value to the Chargers early on. But, you know, you don't get to recruit. When you're in the NFL, you're stuck with their draft picks.
But now that we're talking about Harbaugh being with the Chargers, what is really crazy is that this guy has performed at upper level echelons. He really has. So he brought a win in Division I football to from the NCAA in football. Then, let alone people forget, he lost to his brother in a Super Bowl. So the Chargers and Justin Herbert, like, just forget about, it's so weird. This dude is a 50-50 guy. Him with Justin Herbert, wow. You thought the AFC playoffs were always weird? Watch this now. I think it's going to be fun.
You know, I'm wondering if Herbert, and I know they're paying him $50 million a year, but I don't know. He's got to get – I don't know if it's mature or what, but I think he's got to be a little bit more of a, you know, a sergeant. And, you know, maybe get into some of these guys' faces or something. But the Chargers are just a – I don't know. And it doesn't really matter because it used to be, I mean, even with Rivers, I mean, Rivers would go out there and score 14 touchdowns, and their defense would go completely out of their way to make sure that the other team scored 15. They can't hold a – their defense has always been they can't hold a lead. Well, look, Herbert did not really show a whole lot. That whole offense did not show a lot. That whole team did not show a lot. So – yeah, well, maybe he could turn it around, but whatever. But
I think Justin Herbert is going to definitely be handing the ball off more because that's the whole Harbaugh run-heavy philosophy that I'm not sure works in the NFL anymore. That's going to be the challenge. He may have had success over a decade ago, but here's the problem with Harbaugh, and this is the problem that the NFL presents, but maybe college doesn't. The problem with Harbaugh is the people working around him can only stand his craft for so long. I mean, the guy is not easy to work with. He's quirky, he's weird, and you know, he might relate well to players sometimes, but the staff around him, that's what happened with San Francisco. They got sick of him. They couldn't stand working with him anymore. And so even though he may have won some games, you know, he's also what I consider the Phil Jackson of football. Phil Jackson.
Oh, yeah. You could be a six-time NBA head coach getting rings. But you had Michael Jordan. So, when you got your other rings, it was Kobe Bryant and Shaq. F you. That doesn't make you a great coach. It doesn't.
Well, what makes you a great coach, if you want to get right down to it, was Belichick taking a, you know, you want to talk about Moneyball. Right there is what he did. He knew how to exploit their strengths and do something that, you know, keep them out of the way with their weaknesses. But he exploited your strengths and used you in the right way. And if you notice, all of the touchdowns that Brady threw, it wasn't just the one guy, even though he had a lot with Gronk. But everybody played. The running backs, everybody got a ball.
No,
everybody got the ball.
What I remember about Belichick back in the day was he would beat you if he knew his team ran 43 times in a row. Is he couldn't stop his running game. Or he'd throw 43 times in a row because he couldn't stop the passing game. He would do that to you, that he is literally the best coach in NFL history, And people still don't want him now because he is too old. He's outdated. No one wants to say it, but he's outdated. He really is.
Well, it's because he had nothing to work with in New England since Brady left. And, you know, say whatever you want, but he really didn't have he didn't really have a lot of eggs in his baskets. He had to do, you know, I mean, and so, but I don't know if he's real. I think he's still got 27 games left in him. I think he's got 27 games left in him. And look, I mean, Seattle, that was a little weird. I didn't think that they were going to do it the way that they did it. I figured they were going to let Pete retire. That was just, I don't know. You know, that seemed a little weird. But Atlanta seemed real interested, had two interviews, and I didn't really see him in Atlanta, but I could definitely see that he, you know, turn a team around, and why not in Atlanta, you know? But, no. Carolina, I wouldn't go to Carolina.
Yeah, that's why, literally with Belichick, there's only been very few teams that are even interested. And that's where I'm saying, you know what? You might be done, dude. But if I'm lead like 14, 20 games away, whatever it is, of the all-time record winner in the NFL, I'm still trying to figure out a way to be in the NFL as a head coach, because that to me is, if someone said to you, who won the most games ever in the NFL, and you said Bill Belichick, it just makes sense, right?
Yeah, but if you're a team, why wouldn't you want that that record in your city, in your team? That is going to bring a lot, you know, it's going to generate a lot of revenue, obviously, you know, and then people are going to remember, he did it with this team. Yeah, you got the record, he did it with this team. Yeah, I remember, yeah. And, you know, why wouldn't you want that? I mean, Seattle, real quick, Reviver, but because Seattle has had a lot. Jerry Rice retired from Seattle. There's a lot of guys that have retired in Seattle, a lot more than you think. And, hey, I definitely think that Seattle has enough weapons that Belichick could definitely organize them, and Seattle could be a contender again.
Well, actually, if you're talking about an organization that, you know, had Pete Carroll for I don't even know how many decades. But, you bring in, pretty cool. But, yeah, go ahead, Robert. Sorry.
No, I mean, I agree. I think that there's, you know, there's a lot of value, but I go back to what I said earlier. Just, you know, an organization has to be extremely secure in what they're doing to bring in a guy like Belichick. And I just don't think there's a lot of organizations. I mean, let's face it, the organizations that are struggling for a reason. It usually starts at the top. I mean, let's face it. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, Carolina's struggling. Well, they picked Bryce Young over oh, my God, I'm blanking out. The guy from Houston. Stroud. They picked Bryce Young over Stroud, okay? They let a lot of the running game go in the offseason when they fired the last guy. They hire Frank Reich, clearly failed. So, I mean, you look at these organizations that are looking for head coaches, and Atlanta, same thing. They're afraid to go to Belichick because they don't know how to handle a guy like that. He's got a reputation – and a street cred that they can't manage, and they don't like that. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it this with Belichick. I'm really tired of hearing that, oh, well, he only won when he had Brady. Oh, he can't win without Brady. I'm going to say this right now, and everyone out there is listening. There would be no Brady without Belichick. There would be no Brady without Belichick. Brady does not win 6 to 7 rings without the coaching of Bill Belichick for 98% of his career.
Most people don't realize that Tom Brady going to the NFC and doing what he did, he didn't play a different game. He did everything that Belichick taught him, and he taught those people at Tampa Bay, and those people for the first 4 games didn't listen to him. But the 5th game they did, and they won it all. There you go.
Well, I'm reading a story now, and it looks like the Falcons passed on him because, Belichick wanted, he wanted more power. The owner, no, didn't want that. But look, take your team? You're not winning. You haven't won in a long time, and you blew it in the Super Bowl. So why not let a guy take your team, the Atlanta Falcons, who have not, as far as I remember, they've never won a Super Bowl either. So, and they've been around for a long time.
And a lot of it depends on who you trust. I mean, I'm going to take the Lions, for example, okay? You go and hire a great football guy like Brad Holmes. And then you hire a great football guy like Dan Campbell. Now, the Lions did the same thing about a decade earlier with a guy named Matt Millen. Okay, Matt Millen was a football guy. And then you listen to him, he ended up running the organization on the ground. So, I mean, yes, you want to listen to football people. And I think the thing with Belichick is he's got a track record. Why not listen to him? Matt Millen didn't. Okay, Brad Holmes technically didn't. But when you listen to football people as an organization and you have the right football people, Chris Spielman came in as an advisor. Great football guy. So, you can make the same mistake that the Lions made a decade ago with Matt Millen or the success they're showing with Brad Holmes. But, to give Bill Belichick greater control, I'm not doing that, with Straylen out of Indianapolis. I'm not doing that with whoever Carolina hired. I'm not doing that with Antonio Pierce. I'm not even doing it with Jim Harbaugh. Okay, but with Bill Belichick, I don't see why you wouldn't.
Well, I just find it kind of weird how the Commanders were all hot and heavy, and they were the season wasn't even close to being over yet, and you're already telling your head coach that you just hired months ago that you want to go to with Bill Belichick and he's gone. Well, I mean, what is that guy supposed to do? You're saying you're interested in him.
They're talking about Commander actual fans, which is sad that we're even their Commander fans, because that's sad. But I know a Commander fan for many years, and it's just sad. Yeah, the Commanders know that they are not going to be a good team for at least maybe 5 years.
How
horrible that, you look at stuff. You think your team can be that bad for 5 years? I'm just asking you.
Viper, I heard some rumbling a long time ago and then haven't heard enough since, but there was rumbling about the Vikings. Who is their head coach?
O'Connell. I think O'Connell's doing a good job. I don't see why they would get rid of him.
Well, that's probably why the talk went away. But, no, I mean, I don't know if it's really, you know, again, the Vikings are there. You know, they need a Super Bowl, too. There's a lot of these teams. And Buffalo, I mean, the way it happened, I mean, I could see going to the Super Bowl, which I thought they were going to do, but lose to San Francisco. I did not expect them to lose in the way that they did. The old Shankopotamus. I mean, you know, the ghost of Norwood. I mean, why right?
Who would say this? Why right? It was horrible. That was the worst thing that happened for the Buffalo Bills. Why right? And it was a true right.
The thing is when I'm watching the game, I'm going, oh, God, here I'm not worried about whether he's going to make the kick or not. I'm worried about you're giving Mahomes time on the clock. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, God, I think there was like a minute left or something like that. And I said, well, your defense is going to have to pick it up, and then we can go into overtime. So I'm expecting, you know, that to happen. And then when I just saw it, I just was like, it's like your heart just stopped. It's like, no, this did not happen. This is, you know.
Literally. And then you're like, still, why right? Why right?
Well, yeah. To come to his defense, but they're showing, I guess, there wasn't any win. So I was thinking that there was. But now I remember, I guess, there wasn't any win. He just, you know, changes. Horrible. Well, there's a story here about Belichick unlikely to coach in 24, which I think is kind of 100%. But they're saying don't count him out in 25, because I think a lot of the hires that they got, I think there's going to be, you know, well, there's going to be coaches going to be fired next year. Who's going to get the axe? I don't know. But I mean, hey, look, again, why would you not want Belichick to come to your team, give you 27 wins, 3 years, win, you know, that?
And to be honest, where the Dallas Cowboys are right now, if Bill Belichick was the head coach for the Dallas Cowboys, I would say, since they've been a 12-5 team, which is pretty good, this team somehow goes to an NFC championship game. I mean, that's all you're missing in this round, right?
Right. Well, I don't know. Maybe the Cardinals, they could use another head coach, but there's nothing there to work with. Ravens are the Bills. No, Bills don't need it. Panthers are a mess. Eberflus, the Bears want to stick with the guy. And look, you hired him. And so to me, I think, sometimes, you know, you got to ride it out. You got to ride out the storm, give them a chance. But, you know, pulling the hook after a year, you know, what they did in Washington, you gave them nothing to work with. You hire him for a year, and in the middle of the season, you let it be known that he's done?
Right.
But, you know, Bengals don't need one. The Browns, no. Cowboys, no. Broncos, no. Sean Payton, I think. But, you know, I think the Broncos are going to have to stick with Wilson next year, put him on a bench. But maybe they'll play him again. But, I mean, really, though, Viper, I mean, they're going to pass the deadline where they don't have to play him in 2 years for 2 year salary. But do you cut him and only pay him 1 year? Or do you keep him on the bench as a backup? But why? You know,
either way, I just don't have to throw people that far. So it's okay. Yep.
You know, and then who are you going to trade him to? I mean, nobody needs a Russell Wilson starting quarterback.
I hear you. Yeah, but I don't know if I'll throw him that far. You know.
No. The Packers are set. The Lions are set. Texans are set. The Colts. Jaguars are set. Raiders, they're set. Chargers. Rams are set. Dolphins are set. Well, I heard some rumblings that New Orleans Saints was thinking about firing their head coach, but I think that's a little stupid, too. I mean...
All of that. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, 2 years in, you know, but it just seems like these guys, they just want to win right now, and if you don't, then they're going to get rid of you. I still am very surprised with that Tennessee. That one's a little. But now Brian Daboll, he is going to have to prove next year, and I don't think he's going to do it. The Giants are just not that good. Now, if they don't perform next year, I mean, do you think about, is it the head coach or is it the GM not bringing over the players? Well, find that out too.
Right.
But Tomlin, he's sticking around, and that rumor of what the hell's his name? Andy Reid leaving after this year. I don't know. That's just, I can't buy that.
Oh, that'd be perfect for Jimmy. I mean, you're still going to have Mahomes, but still, you know, it's Andy Reid is the mastermind behind what's going on in KC.
Right. He's like a Belichick light or a Belichick, you know, esque, but he's running the whole show. And he does know his football, and he's got the team doing what he needs a team to do and let them be who they are. So, yeah, it is kind of hard to deal with these. And these guys are, you know, there's a lot of alpha males, a lot of prima donnas. And it's hard to deal with those people. I'm in a theater. I know exactly how difficult it is. But, no, Andy Reid ain't going nowhere.
No, I don't think he is. I think Mahomes will talk him into staying alone. I mean, the kid's like a son to him.
No, he's still too young. Yeah, he's too young, and they do have a dynasty in Kansas City. Say whatever you want. But, I mean, they have a certain dynasty that's going on in Kansas City right now. I mean, look, they've been for the last however many years, they've been there. They've been, they've been on top. So, you know, those Bills, I don't know. I mean, Viper, do they come back? I mean, how do you come back after being humiliated like that? And then every year you keep getting humiliated. That's got to be difficult, your psyche, to come back. You know, and the team is still going to be intact. I think maybe that's why the last time they went 4 years in a row to the Super Bowl and lost it. Is maybe they should have shook things up. But, I mean, why? Why shake it up when you're going to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row, and that team was a good team. I don't know. I don't think there is an answer with Buffalo. But, I mean, it's got to be hard on you psychologically to keep coming back every year and then just getting your heart broke every year at the end. You get that close. Nope. Well, we'll find out. I mean, can Buffalo do it? I think they've got the team that can do it. You know, and they turned hot. Well, maybe next year might be different. It might be their year next year. Who knows? But it is going to be interesting to see with all these new teams where everything ends up. I mean, what you think right now, I don't know. But I do think, though, there's going to be certain teams that are going to be there. Buffalo, I think, is going to be up there on top. Kansas City, obviously, going to be up there. A question mark, Lions, I think, will be question mark on the Bengals, if they're going to be injured or not. You know, Miami, I think Miami is going to, they always have a good year and then a bad year. I think they're going to slip a little, but Miami is still going to be a good team. You know, you're going to have to bring your A game. I don't know. I don't see the Raiders. I think the Raiders are going to slip and slide. I think, you know, the Antonio Pierce, you know, they're going to have a hangover there, and it's just going to fade away. But we'll find out. We don't know. If they can keep it up, God bless them. But the Rams.
Are we ready to go?
What was that?
Are we ready to go into the games?
Yeah, we can get into these games. It is. It's all at 7 o'clock because we only got two games. But now, where we are right now is I am at 6. Brother X is Viper is at 7. And God bless him, is at 2. So, we only got two more games. I can make up for it. I think we're going to come to, you know, probably similar. But Brother X got 4 all games last week. Viper got 3 games. I only got 2. Seth didn't get any, unfortunately. But I don't know. I really thought Buffalo was going to do it, but they did not. But the first game, Seth, you got your numbers ready? Seth, you with us?
No, numbers not good. So that's fine. Yeah, let's bring them up. Sure.
All right. The first game is Kansas City, Baltimore. This is going to be a great, great game. I got guacamole. I got, I'm going to have a great dinner. This is going to be a fun, fun football day. Kansas City and Baltimore. Seth, what are the numbers?
All right.
This is very difficult. You can make a case on both of these teams to win it and to lose it.
Oh, no. This is one of the best games you ever want to look at. This is phenomenal.
Well, you definitely have the two best teams in the AFC right now. I mean, this is going to be a Super Bowl. There's two Super Bowls. So, anyway, so you got those numbers? I can find them.
So, Kansas City versus Baltimore. Baltimore is giving away 4 points. And the over-under is 44.5. And if you want to talk about a great AFC championship game, this is all of it wrapped up into it, even with the points and the spread. K- people are going to be impressed with how good this AFC Championship game is. Period. Done.
Viper, like I was saying, I mean, you could literally make a case for both of these teams. I mean, but, you know,
well,
this is definitely...
Yeah, when you're at this level, yeah.
You know, well, once you get to this game, you know, you've got the two best teams, and this is gladiatorial because the Chiefs, they have a completely different style than Baltimore. Baltimore's style is completely different, and that's how the Gladiators went. You know, they converged, and they were had completely different weapons. And to see which one counter this and counter that, and so we're definitely going to find out. We do got a couple callers. Hold on, call. We'll get to you. Really, I mean, how do you, I mean, all the analytics, though, Viper, I mean, how do you really, this game, other than just go with the team that you want? Because, like I said, you can make an argument for, because of their styles, this style you believe is better than that style. So how do you decipher it?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can analyze the game. You know, I think that, you know, the odds are, you know, and obviously a 4-point lead, a 4-point spread in favor of Baltimore. I mean, you can certainly see why someone would make that argument, but you get to this level. I mean, these are the two best teams in each conference, NFC, AFC, and yeah, there's no way you can't make an argument that either team can win because, hey, neither team gets here if they're not capable of playing here. You know, I think that, you know, the concerns I have are, you know, obviously the Chiefs playing on the road in Baltimore, but the scary stats that are out there. I mean, when Mahomes is an underdog, which doesn't happen often, but when Mahomes is an underdog, he's 9-1-1. I mean, that's the wild card. That's the X factor in this game is – Mahomes could go off, and he could be ticked off that, oh, wait, you're going to doubt me? And Mahomes is going to come up and do something spectacular. That's what he's capable of doing. I think that's what makes this game really, really hard to pick.
Well, right, and hold on, callers, we're going to get to you. But with what you're saying, and I've been thinking, I mean, it just seems that four, because it started at three and a half, and went to four. I mean, it just seems like it would be a little tighter, you know, because of, but they feel, you know, that Baltimore is the stronger team. But Baltimore has a, you know, kind of a habit of, you know, choking in the playoffs, but this is the title game. Or do they have enough? Well,
the 3.5 to 4 thing, that's for the people that are betting. No, that's for the bettors. That's not us. You know, the Baltimore Ravens are favored, rightfully so. But whether 3.5 or 4, those are for the people that are betting right now. And I don't think that's a real factor here.
Well,
we're talking about...
No, but I mean, I don't know. It just seems to me like it would be a little tighter. I mean, I don't really see a blow. I think whoever's got the ball last and can do the, you know, last minute, you know, I mean, if look, Mahomes, you know, he can come back and 2 seconds left on the clock. Well, Baltimore can do kind of the same thing. So,
I don't know if they can. I don't know that they can. And I think that's what makes it a wild card is, I think Baltimore is a great front-running team. When they're out in front, they're dominant. You know, but have we ever really seen them make a come-from-behind win? I mean, Indianapolis beat them. And what does Lamar Jackson do in an attempt to come from behind? He throws a pick. game over, done. And, or no, he gave up a sack when he didn't have to. Game over, done. And, you know, that's the wild card, is that I think Kansas City can come back. If they have the ball last, well, they can win the game. I don't know that Baltimore can, but Baltimore can put up a lot of points and make it to where Mahomes has to press, and that could press him into mistakes. That's going to be the Baltimore game. If they get up big and they go and that forces pass heavy, you know, does Mahomes press too hard?
Well, here's how you win the game. You have to score like a Democrat votes, early and often. That's how you're going to beat the other team. Baltimore has to do that to Kansas City, so they can't come back. Kansas City has to do the same for Baltimore and keep the noose on them because, I mean, they can score. Baltimore can score. But you're right. Far behind, yeah, we haven't really – he hasn't really been tested all much. But anyway, we do have Lou on board, and it looks like he's got one of his buddies. We'll find out. So, Lou, my friend, sorry about taking so long, but welcome aboard and happy Saturday.
Thanks, Captain.
Do you have one of your buddies on?
This time, no, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, caller, hold on. We're going to get to you. We do have another caller, but usually we don't take calls during the pick. We only got a few picks. But who you take it on this game, Kansas City or Baltimore?
I'll go with the Ravens.
Going with the Ravens. And Viper, did you – I don't really have a solid pick. I'm just going by the team that I want. But do you have – are you going to go with the money or
– You know, I've been debating this game all week. I think most people – and, you know, and you know me. I mean, I think – Seth, how many – have I picked – have I been number one for the last 3 years? I can't recall.
Yeah.
Yes, you have. I got the numbers right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know me. I usually like to go with the safe money. And Baltimore is definitely safe money here. But, I just have to believe, you know, looking at the first half against Houston last week, Houston is nowhere close to being Kansas City, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And they went into halftime tied. I mean, it was close. So obviously the second half adjustments are going to be key. And I think as long as Kansas City contains Lamar Jackson, and here's the deal, when I was watching Lamar Jackson against Houston and it was close, he started losing it. He started having that whiner attitude. You've all seen it with LeBron James, you know. Every time he doesn't get a call, he gets that whiner look on his face, and
yeah,
he starts making a big scene. Lamar Jackson started to do that. And if Kansas City can keep it close and start pressing his buttons, I think Kansas City is going to come out and win this game. I think Mahomes is going to rise to the challenge like he always does. And I actually think Kansas City is going to win this game. I think they're going to win by a field goal or by 4 points. And it's going to be the ball in Mahomes' hands last. And then maybe there's some time left for Lamar Jackson. But Lamar Jackson is not your two-minute, one-minute drill come from behind quarterback. He isn't. And I just think mentally, if Kansas City can push Baltimore into the corner and Lamar starts to get frustrated and starts to press too much, I mean, I think, you know, he's done. I think he's done. Lamar against Kansas City has 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in the last 5 games that they've played. Okay. That's not great stats. And he's completed 56% of his passes. And that's against Kansas City teams that didn't have a great defense. This is the best Kansas City defense they've had in years. Not the best offense. But if that's what Lamar does against a weak Kansas City defense, what's he going to do against a good one? I think there's a lot of factors here. There's a lot of pressure. I think Andy Reid is going to walk in. Steve Spagnuolo is going to walk in with a game plan. I think they know how to beat Lamar, and I think they're actually going to pull it off, and they're going to go to another Super Bowl. And I'm going with the underdog. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, I think that's the key, like you were talking about, you know, taking – and again, hold on, caller, we're going to get to you. But taking Lamar out of his game, the same with Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know, the more you pressure any quarterback and you keep quarterback off balance. Now, Mahomes can work a little bit around that, but you know, I think that's the key. You've got to upset their game plan. That's the only way to win a game like this because these are the best teams. So, all right, you're going to Kansas City. Brother X went Baltimore. Seth?
You know, I'm going to go with the teams that I thought ahead of time is San Francisco and Baltimore. They play each other in the NFL,
yeah,
and Baltimore wins it all, and everyone's going to be like, that's messed up, but it's okay. That's how it's going to happen.
Well, I'm going by what I want, only because, it is kind of a pick'em. I mean, it all depends on who shows up to play is going to win the game. Both of these teams can beat
right.
each other. So I'm going to go with Kansas City because I despise Baltimore. I'm not a Kansas City fan. I'm not a hater, but I'm not a fan at all. Not even really
right.
a liker. But I want to see Kansas City go to the Super Bowl, and I don't care if it's Detroit, San Francisco. I don't care if it's, I don't care who it is, a Martian team. I just want to see Kansas City humiliated. I just want to see them lose. I want to see Travis and I want to see Mahomes are crying there on the sidelines. I want to see Taylor Swift and Mahomes' wife. I want to see them crying up there in the stands, you know, and his brother taking off his shirt to wipe his tears away. That's what I want to see. So that's why I'm going with Kansas City. Now, we do have a caller on board. Let's find out who they're going with. Now, I have no way of finding out who you are, so I'm going to read the last four digits of your phone number. If I do, you're on the air. The last four digits of your number, 38903. Welcome aboard. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. This is Diane.
Diane, are you the one that we were trying to get you linked up to?
Okay.
This morning or early?
Yeah, let me explain something. Diane here is my girlfriend, and I told her about the show a while back. So, but go easy on her because it's her first time here. Okay, guys?
Diane, welcome aboard. Happy Saturday. And who's your pick? Is it going to be Kansas City or is it going to be the Ravens?
Kansas City.
There you go. Good for you. Good girl. I like it.
Smart lady, Lou. Smart lady.
Thank you.
Smart lady, Lou. No, hey, well we're going to find out. But, I think Kansas City is, I don't know, their defense, I think, might, you know that Jackson is going to run the ball. Why can't you just put one guy there in the center? Because you know he's going to run somewhere close to it. You know what I mean? So I think Kansas City.
The problem there is one guy in the center usually isn't fast enough. You know, it's usually a linebacker. Lamar Jackson's too fast for a linebacker. It's really kind of tricky. That's what makes him tough to defend.
Well, then get a gun. Shoot him in the legs. He won't be running very far after that.
They've got to keep him contained in the pocket and make him a pocket passer. You probably have to run a lot of zones so that the defense isn't turning their back on Lamar. You can't run him like a normal running quarterback. You can't defend him like a normal quarterback quarterback because you normally just put a spy on the quarterback. But
yeah,
in this case, he's too fast for the spy. That's the problem. That's what he causes.
Well, he is a big
so
guy.
Really,
he does get up to full speed. Yeah, he's like a Derrick Henry. They're big and they get full speed and they're very difficult to take down. And, you know, they do use Jackson and those are design plays. They're not last minute kind of a thing. But he can get, you know, a good 12, 15 yards a lot, you know, and that adds up after a while. So, I mean, if Kansas City can't defend that, then, you know, it could be, I don't know, it could be a long night. But Kansas City's offense is also explosive, too. So I think it's going to boil down to when they say defense wins, well, this is that game. You know your offense is going to score. So you just got to limit, you know, both offenses are going to score. So you got to limit the other guys from scoring less than you. I mean, pretty simple. But anyway, Seth, let's go on to the next game. Now, this one, God bless the Detroit Lions for making it, even without Seth is from Detroit, and he has divorced the Detroit Lions, but I think he's starting to kind of warm up to them a little bit. He's got to. But we'll find out if he picks them or not. The Detroit Lions in San Francisco. Seth, what are the numbers on that?
The Detroit Lions playing against the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are favored by 7.5 points. And the over-under is 52.
Well, they're expecting some the highest over-under, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, hey, look, I'd like to see a lot of points. But I really do believe San Francisco. And again, God bless Detroit. And I want to see Goff get a ring. But it's going to be extremely difficult. And I want to see Purdy get a ring. But it's going to be very difficult to beat San Francisco. I think San Francisco's been playing a little lackadaisical. But in this game, look, I think they're going to be healthy. McCaffrey, Debo's back in. So if they're on, it's going to be a long night for Detroit. But if they start slugging it like they almost lost it to Green Bay, well, Detroit is one of those teams that will make you pay for it. And we could be seeing a big, big upset on this. Viper, what is your take on this? I mean, it's hard to make an argument for Detroit other than they're just going to do an upset. You know, but I mean, how do you make a legitimate argument that Detroit will definitely beat the 49ers or have a pathway to beat the 49ers?
Well, I think the first thing that's going well for Detroit is that Seth called them the Detroit Lie Downs, which all year long has definitely been to their favor. So thanks, Seth, for doing that. So, yeah, keep it going so they can keep proving you wrong. No, I'm picking Detroit. I studied this game quite a bit. You know, I basically looked at I did a comparison of basically like the first 5 to 10 players, you know, and said, who's got the advantage here? Because both teams are good, just like the other game. Both teams are here for a reason. The wild card factor is Debo Samuel. And even though he was 50-50 most of the week and by Wednesday, Thursday-ish, they said he's going to play. But that shoulder injury, that's the thing that's the wild card. What percent of Debo Samuel are they going to get? That's the real question. He could get knocked out of the game right away if that shoulder gets disrupted. So we Are we getting Debo Samuel? Yes. Are we getting 100% of him? I don't think we are. So that concerns me. And the other thing I was looking at, too, you look at a comparison by comparison. I actually think Goff's a better quarterback. I know Purdy has all these, you know, what, but he's a product of his system. And when Debo went out, they were 0-3 earlier in the year when he went out with the shoulder injury. And that's when Purdy started to falter a little bit. So if Samuel isn't 100% or gets knocked out, then the passing game starts to teeter. They still have Ayuk. They still have Kittle, both respectable weapons. But, you know, Purdy is a product of his system. You could say that Goff is too, but I think Goff's the better quarterback right here. He's the more experienced quarterback in this scenario. And while he has struggled on the road, he has a lot of experience playing in San Francisco. The weather's good, no wind, no precipitation. You know, yeah, it's outdoors, but it's not like Baltimore outdoors. So I'm not worried about Goff. He's been there before. He's been there in San Francisco before. So he's not going to be uncomfortable at all. But when you look at it here, this is what it boils down to, is it's going to be McCaffrey versus Gibbs. And Gibbs has shown that he's every bit as good and every bit as dangerous as McCaffrey. But the thing that stands out to me is this, is that could you argue that the San Francisco defense is better than the Detroit defense? Yes, I think that's true. But here's the deal. I think San Francisco's defense, and it showed against Green Bay, San Francisco's defense is better by name and who's on the team than what their results have been. And I'll give you an example. We all know about Nick Bosa, and we all know about Chase Young. Okay, they went out and got Chase Young. The last seven games of the season, do you want to know how many sacks those two guys had? One for Bosa and a half for Chase Young. Seven games between those two, 1.5 sacks. That's it.
Well, let me ask you this.
They've got great names, but their results aren't living up to the names of the people on their defense.
Well, let me ask
secondary suspects.
If Detroit does take over San Francisco, does Detroit have enough to beat either Kansas City or Baltimore?
That it's hard to say. I mean, clearly they've beaten Kansas City at the beginning of the year, but that was minus Chris Jones, minus Kelsey. But I also think the Lions are a better team right now than what they were beginning of the year. They didn't have Jameson Williamson. They weren't utilizing Jahmyr Gibbs as much.
No, but what you just said about the original Detroit Lions against Kansas City, week one, game one, they won that game. That was really weird. A lot of people thought that game couldn't even happen. On top of it, Kansas City Chiefs were the Super Bowl champions. So this was kind of a nice, relaxed game for them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, the only team that could beat the San Francisco 49ers right now in the NFC Championship game are the Detroit Lions.
I don't believe it.
Because other than that, this year, they would beat anybody no matter what.
So
I agree.
The best game that you're going to see for them and see what happens.
So
and
we're
going to
– I know, but
it could be crazy that you actually see the Detroit Lions win a playoff game that meant something after 60-something years. This could really happen.
So we're going to get to the callers here, but before we do, Seth, are you picking Detroit in this game?
No, I will never pick Detroit in a playoff game ever.
Never?
Never. No, I have San Francisco against Baltimore. Those are my two playoff teams. That's what I got.
All right. Well, Diane, who's going to win this game here? Is it going to be Detroit or San Francisco?
Detroit.
Oh, yes. I'm liking
this. That's my girl.
Hey, you know, though, I think though, if Detroit, kind of like when Boston did that to New York, I mean, if you're going to beat a team, powerhouse team, I think you got to call a little bit of the San Francisco 49ers, and it wouldn't be an upset. You know, if they do beat them, then, I mean, Detroit then really has an opportunity to actually take the whole thing. I didn't think they were ready to even get this far. I really thought Detroit would win their one game, and then that was it. So, but I really think they're going to come back down to earth. But next year, I really, you know, I don't know. We'll find out. So, Lou, you going with your girlfriend?
I certainly am. They were my sleeper pick anyway.
Yeah,
they're my sleeper pick anyway, Captain.
So, Diane, who's your favorite team? Are you a Jets fan, too?
My favorite team is actually the Buffalo Bills.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, boy. Sorry, Diane.
Why, right?
What happened? Did that, that make you cry a little bit, Diane,
No, not really.
Did your heart skip a beat? Not really?
I almost dropped dead.
Never really? I just wonder how many TVs were broke, you know, how many kids' college education lost. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
You know, my heart sunk, which is actually my innards, and I was like, I can't believe this. Please don't let this be the way.
Well, yeah, I think I'm going to San Francisco. I really don't care who wins as long as they beat either Kansas City or Baltimore. I Kansas City or Baltimore, I do not want to see either one of those teams win the Super Bowl. I don't really care for that. I don't care who beat them.
Well, Kansas City or Baltimore has to win. It's one of the games for the playoff for the Super Bowl in February.
Yes.
Well, that's both of these teams. Have we missed anything? We miss anyone on topic they want to bring up that we missed here tonight. I think we've covered just about everything. But so, Diane, do you have something you want to get off your chest? You want to talk about sports?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, I have basketball trivia. If you want to hear that.
You got basketball trivia?
Yeah, if you
want to
hear that.
All right. Seth and Piper are basketball fans. I'm not. Give them a question. See if they can answer.
Let's try the book. All right.
Having trouble hearing you, Ron. Speak close to the microphone.
I know. I got the questions right here. What NBA player was nicknamed to Genie of the Hardwood? Oscar Robertson, Bob Cousy, or Bill Russell?
Oh, no. Whoever was the best basketball player ever, in my opinion, and respond her question. I always have to go Bill Russell because He really was the best basketball player of all time. He won, I think, 10 national championships.
11.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's not the answer.
He's not.
Who's the answer?
No. Bob Cousy?
Bob Cousy,
yep. That was my guess.
Do you guys know who he is?
Oh, yeah.
Bob Cousy? No, that's the answer. Bob Cousy. And I...
Do you have any idea who he is?
I do know who Bob Cousy is, but I got disqualified by Bob Cousy.
Okay. Let's try this one. Who is the only Harlem Globetrotters player to win league MVP in the NBA? Will Chamberlain, Moses Malone, Metal Lark Lemon?
Oh, is it Metal Lark?
No.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
All right, Viber, who? Oh, I love Metal Lark Lemon. I think I know the answer to this. I think I know the answer to this. Viber, you want to take a crack?
That's Will Chamberlain.
What's the question?
It is.
That's who I picked, Will Chamberlain. Let us, before you give the answer, Diane, let us all give an answer. Give us another one.
Okay.
Give us another question there.
St. Louis was home to two NBA teams. Who were they? Archers and Brewers, Bombers and Hawks, Cyclones and Eagles.
Is that the Viper?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I do. The Hawks and the Blues.
Yeah. Oh, you know, what was the actual question? I didn't hear it. Accurately.
I'll try to repeat the question.
Yeah.
St. Louis was home to two NBA teams. Who were they? Archers and Brewers, Bombers and Hawks, Cyclones and Eagles.
Oh, you're talking about St. Louis, number one teams? Is that what you're saying?
Two NBA teams.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a crazy question. Good for you. Bombers and whatever. It doesn't even matter.
Bombers,
that's amazing.
Right.
You know this, and that's cool. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm good with it.
But that must have been, like, a long time ago, though.
The very beginning of the league.
Well, can anyone name the six original hockey teams?
Yes.
Some, probably.
Easy.
Rangers?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Blackhawks?
Yes.
Okay, that's two. Oilers?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Okay, so far I got two of them. Red Wings?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, three names.
Yeah, Boston, New York,
dude.
Montreal. Come on, Montreal. Everybody. Please.
You can make it here. You can make it anywhere.
New York.
Why am I waiting all day long?
Oh, my God. I'll close right now. Rangers?
No.
Bruins? Maple Leafs?
Yep.
Canadians?
You're missing the team
Blackhawks.
That we've been talking about all night. Detroit.
Blackhawks.
Red Wings.
Blackhawks and Bruins.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey. 100 years plus. That's fine. No, you don't know. That's okay.
Hey, guys, I got a dog barking. I got to go. Good luck with the games.
All right, everybody. We're just about out here, but we do have another caller. I have no idea who the caller is, but I'm going to read your number off. Last four digits of your phone number. When I do, you're on the air. So if the last four digits are 0877, you're on the air. Welcome aboard and happy Saturday.
Hey, Kevin, it's Brad. Just signed on, so I'm just getting up to speed. So I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm guessing it's going to be about the games tomorrow.
Yeah, so let's get your picks. Kansas City or Baltimore?
I'm going to go Kansas City.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. Brother X.
I don't like either team, but
well,
I'll go with Kansas City. All right.
And then we got Detroit and San Francisco.
Well, the only reason why I'm going to go with Detroit, because I lived in Michigan for most of my life, so I'm going to go with the underdog with this one, just because I'm spent a lot of time in Michigan.
No, you know, I mean, San Francisco should beat Detroit, but, I mean, look, we've seen it this
year.
I
think San Francisco definitely should win the game. And it wouldn't surprise me if they, you know, won. But I'm just going to bet with or go with Detroit. I think they do have
a good team.
I'm not sure.
Look, you have to go with your home team. But look, it's not out of the realm of possibility for Detroit to upset San Francisco, and it would be because San Francisco has a tendency as of late to kind of play a little, you know, and I don't know, maybe are they injured and they're just not saying anything, but here's what I want. I want to get sick and tired of hearing McCaffrey's name, and I want to get sick and tired of hearing Bosa's name. I want to get sick and tired of hearing Kittle's name, Purdy's name. I want an overload of, you know, scores. But
I get so tired of hearing about Purdy and Bosa and, you know, these players. But they've had a good season, so I guess they deserve the accolades.
But look, they're not performing in the level that they really should be, because we've seen them do it. And they, you know, after they lost those three games, they came back, but they weren't really the same. And Detroit, look, I want to see Goff, and I want to see Detroit. I've been supporting Detroit forever. They've been the underdog, and I love the underdog. I want to see one of these underdog teams finally go, you know. But look, this team is a little bit different. I know we've all been saying it. And they're drinking the Campbell Kool-Aid. But does Detroit have enough to really get over San Francisco? Do they have to do it next year? I mean, it is definitely going to be a fun football day tomorrow. There's going to be some broken hearts.
Captain, that the Lions have no chance.
No, I'm not saying the Lions don't have a chance. Oh, absolutely, they got a chance. Oh, no.
Okay.
So, here is the crazy thing that I'm going to tell you, that I am not a Lions fan anymore. But talk about this game and just knowing that the lie downs can go the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. What the F, WQF? This is crazy. I don't even know how to say it. It doesn't make sense. And
well, I'll tell you this.
What? They really can do this.
Well, look, I'll tell you this. If Detroit beats San Francisco and they're going to the Super Bowl, I think the overwhelming vast majority of the country is going to be a Lions fan. Americans, they love the underdogs. I love the underdogs. I would love to see Detroit finally do it. And I've been supporting them and rooting for them. They've been breaking my heart and screwing my numbers up every week for a long time. But this team, you know, if they don't do it this year, I would not want to play them next year. They're only going to get stronger. And, look, you're going to get free agents. Who's not going to want to come over to a team that is winning? You're a free agent? And you go, So, no, Detroit's going to be a good team for a while. I really think so. But, you know, in San Francisco, is
this team right now, they're either going to win the Super Bowl or they're not. But it's right now. Like, they are going to do it right now. Whatever AFC team that they're playing right now, they're playing them for a Super Bowl. And I can tell you right now that they're playing at a certain level that they literally want to win a Super Bowl that day. It's weird. It's so weird that you're like, it doesn't even make sense. The Detroit Lions have not won a Super Bowl ever, but not won a playoff game since like 1991. So
yeah, but they won two. Well, like I said, you know, if Detroit wins this game, it'll be like Boston did to New York. You win this game. I mean, look, everybody, when Boston beat New York, you were like, yeah, they're breaking this. You know, they're breaking that jinx. But Detroit, you got to get, you know, it's going to be hard to get over that hump. Because even though you get to the Super Bowl, it doesn't mean you're going to win it. That's a hard game to win.
Nope.
You know. So,
right.
So, Bradley, who is your team again?
Well, between San Francisco and Detroit, I know that San Francisco is the favorite, but I'm going with Detroit as an upset.
No, and then, who's your team?
My team that I like.
Yeah, is it Detroit?
No, it's the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins. So you're in Detroit.
Yeah.
But you're a Miami Dolphins fan. That's interesting. Well, me and Seth are both Raider fans. I grew up in Washington before the Seahawks even existed. So when we were kids, we didn't have baseball or football. So it was Cincinnati Reds and, you know, the Oakland Raiders. But
I'm also a Reds fan. My dad took me to Miami when I was in high school. But I was, you know, I became a Miami fan even though I was born in 72 when they had an undefeated season in 72.
I watched
and I've always
game.
Liked Don Shula. And Marino, I liked Marino. And I just stuck with them. I mean, they are not a team that does much each year, but especially the last six games of the year. They don't play good in November, December. But, you know, they're talking about a three-person trade with Tua and Fields and then some draft picks that would go to Chicago to bring Fields to Miami. But I know they're getting close to signing Tua for a $40 million one-year deal.
That would be the absolute dumbest move that you can make.
Tell me why, because... Yep.
No. Fields for Tua? I mean, why Miami, if they did that, I mean, that would just be suicide.
Yeah, it's just a rumor. Yep.
Well, you're stuck with Tua. You know, with Miami, you know, using Hill, you can't – I was trying to figure out why are they not using Hill. Hill has to – just go run to the end zone and I'll throw the ball. I'll throw the ball 80 yards. You know you're going to get there. You know Hill's going to get there. But he hasn't been throwing it. I think Tua's shoulder was injured for a great deal of the season. And – he's been injured his whole career. He was injured in college. Yeah. You know, when the guy's healthy, he does do a good job. But I did hear some rumors too about Tua, you know, wanting to replace him. But how do you do that though?
Yeah, it's just, you know, I'm on Fins Nation. I'm on the fan club, and there's just a lot of people. It's 50-50. They're just Miami gets a lot of – they have a lot of ups and lows, just like every other fan with their teams. It's just Tua has been there 5 years. It's going to be his fifth year. And he just seems to not be able to finish. I know he's been injured. You know, Skylar Thompson, the backup, he's the one that almost beat Buffalo last year as a third stringer in the first wild card game. But Tua, just being a fan of the Dolphins, a lot of the fans are just kind of tired of Tua. I don't know why necessarily, but they just want to win.
Well, I've never been a fan of Tua. I never was a big fan of him, and I didn't think he was, you know, they brought him up, and it was like, okay, he's already injured. He was injured before. And, yeah, when he can do some good things when he's healthy, but a lot of times he's not. And you can't rely on that. You want to go to the Super Bowl. I know it's a shame, and it's part of the game where you get injuries, but you get injuries you can't be relied on. And if you can't be relied on, we got to go somewhere else, you know. And so I can see where the Miami Dolphins fans are bugging out a little bit. But you can't get rid of him now is my thing. You get rid of him now, you just look really, really bad. So you have to wait till he gets injured again and, you know, finally just tell him, hey, dude, you know, you've had your time, but we got to move on. But this year, you can't do it. Especially after
it makes sense, Kenneth. It's a good point.
You know, but especially after he didn't really, well, he was injured, but he was never really out. But I think he probably should have been. He didn't throw the ball. He only threw the ball once to Hill, and it was like good. And I'm thinking, finally, you know, you're going to use him again. Then they never did it. So I'm thinking maybe he blew his shoulder out.
Why didn't he throw to Hill?
But you don't use Hill for these 10-yard, 5 to 10-yard, you know, that's a tight end's job. You don't use Hill for that. Hill doesn't know how to catch a ball like that. You just let him run. No one can catch him. And he's going to run to the end zone. Just throw the ball. 80 yards. Just throw it. Huff it. You know he's going to catch it. He's going to be there. You know, it's a touchdown. But if you can't throw the ball because your shoulder is all banged up. I don't know. Well, anyway, we are running out of a little bit of time. I do have some things that I got to do. Well, I really want to thank Lou. Thank you, girlfriend. Bradley, thank you for calling in. Seth, thank you very, very, very much for calling in. Of course, Viper, but Viper had to leave. So, enjoy the games. This is going to be a great day tomorrow for football.
Yeah.
Again, there's going to be a lot of broken hearts. You know. So, yeah, this is the best time to have put your TVs on sale if you're, you know, one of those stores. It's just, you know, have it on sale on Monday after the games. You know, somebody's going to be breaking their TV. Somebody's going to be doing it. So, well, San Francisco fans, oh, man. No, I mean, I kind of like that. You know, if Detroit wins, I'm not going to be heartbroken that I didn't get the pick. I'm going to be supporting them. Absolutely. And Wow, if Detroit was to win the Super Bowl with Goff, I hope Goff does win it to stick it to the Rams, the way they screwed him over. They screwed him over big time. So, well, anyway, guys, that's about it. I want to thank everybody again, those in the chat room and those that do listen to us in archive. Thank you very much, and we'll see you back here next week, 6 p.m. on Saturday. Bye, everybody.